On the 24th of August, something small and quietly historic happens for those of us in Europe. For the first time, the AI assistant many of us talk to every day will start showing us ads. And because of European law, it will do something the American version didn't have to. It will ask us first. I want to talk about that asking because I think it's more important than the ads themselves. Here's what European rules achieved, and it's genuinely good. OpenAI can't just quietly build a profile of you to sell ads against. It has to ask your permission, and until you give it, the ads it shows are based only on what you're talking about in the moment, not on a dossier of who you are. That's a real protection, and it exists because Europe insisted on it. Credit where it's due. But now the harder, more human question, the one no law can answer for us. When the little box appears and asks, "May we personalize your ads?" what will we do? Be honest with yourself, because I'm being honest with myself. For 20 years, we have clicked yes. Yes to cookies, yes to terms, yes to permissions we never read, because yes was fast and the thing we wanted was on the other side of it. The whole machinery of consent has been engineered around one bet, that we're in a hurry and will agree to almost anything to get to the answer. So here's my calibration, and it's really about us, not the technology. I'd put high confidence, maybe 4 in 5, that most people will click yes without a thought, and that in a year or two, personalized ads inside our most intimate digital tool will feel completely normal, because that's how every one of these transitions has gone. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether this time, knowing everything we now know, enough of us will pause, will treat that little box not as an obstacle but as an actual decision. Because the right to be asked is only worth something if we're willing to actually answer. And that's where I'll leave it, because it's a rare case where the power really is in our hands. Europe did its part. It forced the question to be asked. The rest is ours. The next time an app asks permission to know you better in exchange for something free, you could just click yes and move on. Or you could treat it as the small, real moment of choice it actually is. Not because one click matters much on its own, but because a habit of actually deciding, of not automatically trading yourself away for convenience, might be one of the most quietly radical things a person can still do. They finally have to ask. Let's be people worth asking. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai.